Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again. How are you today? Trust everything is well. This is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Genesis. The Hoodoo's program is a program of studying God's Word, particularly from the perspective of a transgender individual. Today's lesson is on one word, hope. Last time we got together, I talked about journeys, how we're all on one, and how we all have our own different roads and our own different ways of going on a journey. Today is hope. If you look out at the world today, you know, the world's all topsy-turvy with the current political climate, with the all of the poverty that's going on, the refugees, and the economy is still not to where it used to be or should be. Now, you see all these things and you think, you know, how can you have peace in this type of world? I want to remind you that Jesus' world wasn't a great world either. Israel was under Roman rule. You know, there was slavery. You know, there were unfair taxes. There were a lot of things. But yet Jesus had that inner peace in him. And in today's world, we can model that same inner peace. As I went through the scriptures, you know, there's a lot of them. There's a number of scriptures that talk about hope. I'm reminded the one that really touched me was Jeremiah in chapter 29, when Jeremiah wrote a letter to the elders who were in captivity in Babylon, and he encouraged them to live their lives, marry, build homes, have homes, businesses, to encourage one another. Okay, they weren't in the best of situation, but whatever freedom that they had, they did what the best that they could. But they also had, Jeremiah wrote that letter saying that what they're going through at that time wasn't permanent. There was going to come a day where they weren't going to be, all the chains were going to be broken from their oppressors. Now they're here now with slavery in the U.S. and in America, slavery. Those chains were eventually broken. It didn't come overnight. It came through a lot of years. There was a lot of suffering, a lot of death, a lot of going back and forth, powers and being. Finally, it happened. I was looking at Hebrews 11 just a short time ago, and it says that now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen. Now, hope is something you don't see. It's something that you see in the future. But you can still have those hopes and dreams. I know people, I have spoken to people who said that the only thing that kept them alive were hope, was hope. I think one reason that a lot of people, you know, people who have committed suicide because they just lost all hope. They don't see any remedy to the situation that they're in. So they just give up. I marvel at some of the Jews who were imprisoned during World War II and survived. A lot of them survived, some because of hope that one day they would their situation would be remedied. When you have a trust in God, you have abiding faith in God, God is the one who will take care of you. He'll keep you grounded in a world that seems to be going crazy around him. Hope is kind of like going on a journey. It's, you keep going, you keep walking, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on around you, peripheral stuff, there'll be things trying to pull you to the left, or trying to pull you to the right, but focus is to keep going, keep focusing ahead, looking forward to that hope one day, that the things that God, Jesus has said that you need, you know, will come to pass. And one of the things I look at now is this political climate. This political climate has been kind of crazy. You know, everybody's throwing out fears and wars and fears and what would happen if one was elected and everything. But it's a question. You know, I'm reminded that God's in control of what the situation is. It isn't, you know, it doesn't matter who wins, whoever wins. God is in control of that. I think the thing that we have to remind ourselves is that God is in control. And whatever we need to do, you know, we do it. We do whatever we have. But I also know that someday, I know they have a hope in God. I know there's a hope that things will get better. I try to encourage people. I encourage. And the thing I encourage them is keep hoping, keep looking. You've heard of the old term, keep hope alive. You know, you have to keep that hope alive. You have to keep going. You have to, you know, have goals, have dreams. Keep working toward them. Hey, you may not know what the results are or what's going to happen. That's the thing with journeys, too. In a sense, you could say journeys and hope kind of go hand in hand, because a journey, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know, you know, what are you going to come across. Same thing with hope. Hope is something in the future. Also, with hope is the fact that it keeps you going. It keeps you grounded. You know, as parents, we have hopes for our children. They turn out fine. You know, when we get sick, we have great hopes we get better. And hope doesn't rest on what we already see. It goes on what we don't see. I also believe that, when we go on journeys, we don't always know what's going to happen. But we hope when we get there, you know, the things that we hope for are good, right, that they're good. I believe also that with hope is the one that keeps you going. I mentioned that earlier. It keeps you going. You know things aren't great right now, but you hope that things get better. You know, you do what you can. You work. You keep those dreams in you. Because if you go through many lives, you know, I look at the apostles' lives, you know. And I look at all the people who had a desire for the coming Messiah. Many of them never saw him. many of them had passed on and never saw him. But that hope was still there, and many of them passed it on. Now look at the apostles, you know, there were a lot of things that happened. You know, some of them didn't see, a lot of them didn't live long lives. But if you look at the world now, then what those apostles did is turn the whole world upside down. I'm pretty sure they had a hope. I'm very sure they had a hope. So yet, you go through all the centuries, billions and millions of people have been touched and turned to God. I'm sure there are people in the LGBT community that never dreamed that we would be able to live openly. I remember the 69 Stonewall Rebellion, you know. Before that, you know, gay people, trans people, didn't ever think that they could live their life openly. But that came, but became the come, the change to come. Many people that hoped they would come. It was a long time coming, but eventually they come. You know, now, as a person of transgender persuasion, I'm able to live openly. So because of people who had that hope, people who kept going, people who did things, who lived their lives, who not only lived their lives, you know, they faced a lot of oppression, but wanted to live their lives openly. And as Christians, we should live our lives. We need to live our lives openly in this world. To model hope. As a transgender person, I live my life openly to show that, yes, you're valued. Yes, people, you know, we transgender people can live. We can live our lives openly. Yes, some are not going to like us, but the thing is we live our lives openly and live authentically. And that's a hope for everyone. We all want to live our lives open and free. One thing I pray that my life would touch somebody else's life. As a final word, I just like to say that just keep hoping, keep praying, keep working, live your life. You're always going to have people, naysayers, you're going to have that, that's always going to happen. But live your life openly, because nobody can define who you are, and nobody knows what you go through. One of my sayings is, don't let anyone define what you are for you, yourself. You know, you define, you know, nobody else should define you. You know who you are. And I'd like to end this in a short prayer. Jesus, I just pray that people out there have hope, Lord, in this troubled world. I just pray that those who are struggling now, I just pray, Lord, you strengthen them and give them courage. I just pray that they're for this day, Lord. Lord, they know that they are loved and they have hope and that they will be successful. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Genevieve Jones, and I look forward to getting together with you once again. God bless you. Goodbye. Have a wonderful day.